Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Not once you're past the gate, I mean, you can make it past the gate in the hiring process. A lot of people can. Then it needs to be, I think, more in line with like what the FBI does. Every couple of years, you're being re-examined psychologically to make 100%. Sure you are still up and you are not getting yourself involved. Because if you're in a career where you're surrounded by pretty shady people and those shady people have an interest in not being caught and you're over here not making a whole lot of money, it's not hard sometimes for that to happen, for somebody to fall victim to it and go, oh, yeah, I'll go do your bidding here and no one's going to be the wiser. This needs to be constantly evaluated, whatever it may be, whether it's different tests that are done, whether they do the polygraph every couple of years. They need to examine this shit to make sure that your people are still on the up and up and healthy enough to do that job mentally, because most of that job is mental.
100%. And you're right, because it's always going to start with a cop that decides to go on the take, mm-hmm. right? That they're going to start just because, like we said in the beginning, I mean, it is a grossly underpaid profession for if you're looking at relative to the risk that they take in that job. I mean, obviously, urban cops are put in much more danger than, you know, a nice country sheriff, right? But, you know, in terms of like these guys, but that's where you see more of the corruption in like the bigger towns and the corrupt areas where it's really easy on a drug bust. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going in and you open a drawer and there's six stacks in there to tuck one of the stacks in your vest while your partners are running around in the house trying to clear it, you know, I mean, it's like, but like once you pass that threshold, once you make that move, once you violate that trust, I think it becomes easier.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's like when you're a little kid, you learn you can lie about, you know, stealing a piece of candy, whatever it may be. Like, well, maybe I can make it a little bit, you know, and then it just escalates. And adults are no different, especially when 100%. There's far higher stakes involved with things like this. And what we're seeing here, which makes it even more disturbing, is there's the insulation. It's again, this is why it's not just a bad apple, it's a bad orchard. You have the accusations against his brother as well, and the other officer who was part of the Explorer program. Those are just allegations right now. They haven't been charged with anything, but I'm gonna guess if there's any legs to that, they better be lawyering up pretty quick, because it's not gonna be good for anybody in that circle who had any sort of knowledge of this. And it, I mean, the fact that this thing went to a civil case first, a lot of people seem to have had knowledge of at least an idea of what was going on. It's like R. Kelly. Like we had a video of him having sex with someone with the Soul Train Award in the background. And he still like produced a whole bunch of hits after that. The information is out there. It's just nobody wants to do anything with it. Nobody they want to get their hands dirty. And that's
you got to get that one heroic person that's willing to, you know, to just put their risk, put their career and their life at risk. I mean, that's why, like, I talk about this Bill Dorsch guy all the time, this Chicago cop, but that's exactly what he did. Mm-hmm. They ran him out of the entire profession. Yeah. They ran him out of the country because he was getting death threats. It was insane. Yeah. Like, it was like he whistle blew. He was turning bad cops in.
And I think that's the part that a lot of us don't understand on the outside is, why would you why would you stand behind somebody like that who clearly, you know, where it's doing these bad acts. Now they've been caught. You're doubling down on this person. Like, what, this is worth more to you than your own well-being and your family. You'd rather get behind Nutbag over here, who's doing horrible shit. Although we do see it every day in our country.
Every day. Yeah. You know, and I mean, when you kind of break it down and you start really digging into the concept of it, man, it's like, that's a government entity. Mm-hmm. And government entities in situations where it's straight corruption, you know, that governmental immunity melts away and they become liable. And people in elected offices are worried about not being elected again. It's like, it's so insidious in terms of turning the blind eye. And there's such a huge, huge motive for them to turn a blind eye, because so many lives and careers can be ruined if these things are exposed. It's like, yeah, it's a tough thing. And it's like, you have cases like this, because like everyone was like with Karen Reed, you know, that was like, it's insane to think that like, well, all these cops are doing this shit. And then like stuff like this comes in, like the Karen Reed investigation into the Canton police was born out of the Birchmore case. They're exactly. Like, all right, we're looking at the same goddamn police office, you know, and we're good. This department, we're going to have to dig in. And yeah, there's like these lawyers over here yapping all this shit. We got to look into it at least. So that, like, now we know what the impetus was. Like, everybody on the two battling sides were like, oh, you know, Yannetti had a friend. No, they were digging into the Birchmore case. And it's the same police department. And that's why they decided, you know what, we got to take a look at this thing. And they did.
Yeah.
And they did. And they, like, I mean, federal oversight, like, they just don't have enough people.
No.
In the FBI in order to give the oversight that we need on every single police department in this country. Because, again, it boils down to power, man. Like, when people get that taste of power, people just run with it. Like, we are just power hungry sons of bitches in this country, especially, but everywhere worldwide, when you get that taste of power and control and dominion, it's very, very, it's intoxicating to people. They just find it hard to keep themselves under control in some situations. And you know, I mean, the reality
makes a pedophile in with it. You get this. Dude,
I mean, if I'm a serial killer, I'm going to go apply and become a cop. I mean, well, like, what better way to fly under the radar? You know, you can like firsthand skew the evidence. I mean, like, it seems like a no brainer to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we have Koberger for that case where.
Yeah, exactly.
A test run that failed miserably. Right. But no, this is just it's such a messed up case, and I'm sure we're far from the end of this. This is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it's scratching the surface.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.